All right. Good morning. Something we got to start off with and we got to believe right out of the gate. And that's you and I were born to be free. You and I were created by our Creator to live a life not bound by or restricted by habits and hangups that we face. We're born to be free. And so we're doing a 4-week series in our church called Breaking Free, because the truth of the matter is you and I get weighed down and tripped up by and enslaved to, if you'll take that term, enslaved to certain things in our lives. Now, some of those things are very obvious. They're the things that if you're enslaved to one of these things, everyone around you knows, and you can't hide it from any of them. And then some of these things are so secretive and so hidden that nobody knows. You've done such a great job hiding it that it's just your little secret. But the truth of the matter is, the world we live in tries to enslave us to all kinds of things. And what we've come to determine is that this, simply this. If we have trouble saying no to, or we can't say no to something, then we're a slave to it. Simple as that. And by that definition, very few people live truly free. Truly free. So we all have to deal with this threat of getting snared and caught up in gossip or lust or addictions or pornography or habits or depression or codependency. There's all kinds of things that are trying to enslave us to themselves. And if those things happen too often or too long in our lives, too often or for too long, we begin to believe that that is who we are. And we begin to believe that we will never, ever break free. Guys, I'm here to tell you this morning that by the power of Jesus Christ, you and I were born to live free in Him. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning, is how to be free. That's what we're going to talk about the next 4 weeks, is how to live free. Because if we are created to live it and God wants that for us, then it's ours for the taking through Him. I want to ask one of, is Chris Adams still in the service? He ducked out. All right, I'll do it to myself. So, all right, I need you, big guy. Chris is in school to be a police officer. I'm going to need your fine skills to put these on me. But be gentle.
Be gentle?
Yeah.
You want to behind your back?
No, I don't want to behind my back. Dang, he's hardcore. You've been in there a week, man. That's
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It's a little big for you. So you got some little girl cuffs.
Thanks a lot. Why do we choose to live life like this, guys? I mean, I can function through my day, and I can sort of hide it when I need to. But far too often we allow our lives to look like this. We just put up with the habits that keep us holding back and restrain us from being all that God created us to be. Now, you do have a key for these, right, Chris?
He said no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's lying. I got it right here. Fast or dumb, he's just not that dumb. I said, they're not going on unless I got a key. Here's my fear is that, okay, we're going to talk about addictions or we're going to talk about issues like that. I'm going to check out for the next 4 weeks, or at least for today. Here's what I want everyone to understand. Here's what I've had to come to understand is this is for every single one of us. That we all have an addiction issue, and we're going to talk about that addiction today. So it's not for those people or some other people. It's for these people. It's for us people. In fact, I want you to turn in your Bibles with me if you've got them there. Isaiah chapter 53, starting in verse 6. Scripture makes it really, really clear. You and I are living like this, apart from the power of Jesus Christ to set us free. Isaiah 53, starting in verse 6, says this. We all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us is turned to our own way. I'm going to stop right there. Scripture says we're like sheep and we go astray. Now, if you've been around sheep, you know that's not a compliment. Sheep are a dumb animal. A dumb animal. They have to be herded, otherwise they'll get themselves in trouble and they'll harm themselves. They have to have a shepherd show them where to go to water. The sheep, that's not a compliment. He says all of us on some level are kind of like that. We stumble into problems, into issues in our lives. We've gone on the last two weekends, we've gone on youth outings, and Gabriel and I have chaperoned, and I know what this feels like to be a shepherd of sheep. Herding cats, baby. I mean, you got one and you get that one locked down and the other one's gone. Now, to be honest with you, the kids have been great. They've been great. But the scripture says, listen, you're like that. And God says, look, I'm your shepherd and I want to help you. I want to be the one that cares for you and I want to help you towards good things. And I want to, everything I do to shepherd you is for your own good. And he said, well, kind of, you know, it says the sheep go their own way or led astray. That sounds pretty innocent. But then it continues and it says, we all like sheep have gone astray and each of us has turned to our own way. Now that's a much more blatant decision. That's a more obvious declaration of the will that I'm going to choose my own way. That it's in our nature, every single one of us, to rebel. Anyone parent want to testify? I have to do that. It's in our nature to rebel. None of us want to be told what to do. In fact, that passage right there when it says, and each of us has turned to our own way, the literal language and the original language in the text there, it's the idea of paving your own road. And here's the idea. If someone were to say, hey, here's the path, here's the road you need to go down, and God said, hey, listen, this is the path and the road I want you to go down, instead of taking that road, you will look over boulders and rocks and hills and trees and say, no, I don't want to go that way, I want to go that way. I'm refusing that path simply because that's the path you pointed me down. I want to make my own path. I don't care how hard it is and how much trouble I get into. That's the path I choose. Not your path. Because we want control. And you know what that sounds like to God? What that sounds like to Him is saying, I can get out of these cuffs on my own. I can figure life out on my own. Now, my financial problems, let me deal with that. My relationship issues, I can handle that. I can overcome this. I'm big enough. I'm strong enough. I can break out of these chains on my own. God, I don't need your help. And I certainly don't need your people's help. Now, that's the ultimate in self-sufficiency, isn't it? I see it all the time. My kids are no different. We had to straddle my son and brush his teeth for him, lay him on the ground and pin him to the ground and brush his teeth. We tell them to brush their teeth in the bathroom and we continually find toothpaste on the walls and the carpet and the banister. I'm not sure how that happens. Every time I let my dog out of the fence, she's good. She's with me. You stay. Wags her tail. I'll stay. I turned my back for 10 seconds. That sucker is gone. On three legs, she's gone. My wife. Now, you don't think I'm that stupid, do you? I'm not going there. Let me just tell you about me. My family will pack the car on vacation and I have to go and I have to unpack it every time and repack it the proper way. Because there's only one way to pack a car in my house and it's my way. Can I be more real on a bigger issue? When I started this church, when God led us to this place to start a church here, I wanted to do it my way. And there wasn't anybody that could tell me different how to do it. I wanted to pave a road through boulders and trees and hills. God said, I got a better way. Listen, guys, we all like sheep have gone astray. And God says, listen, I'll let you go your own way. But if you go your own way, you got to understand that's not true freedom. That's actually bondage, not to me, but to yourself. See, when we refuse to take God's leadership and His direction and His provision for our lives, that what we're really choosing is bondage and slavery to ourselves. We got that going on. and I can't get away from me. I don't know about you. We're all addicted. We're all slaves to self. We didn't choose it, but it doesn't matter. You said, I wasn't there, and if I'd have been at the beginning, I might not have chosen that fruit. You would have, and I would have too. We were born into our situation of slavery to self because of their choice, but it's the same choice as you and I make every single day. To follow our own desires and yearnings to the point that we're bound by them. Because if you make the wrong decision long enough, it enslaves you. And you can't break free. And you can't say no. See, here's what I want you to understand. Here's what I had to come to. Freedom isn't found in following your own desires or your own yearnings. That's not true freedom. All you're doing is reinforcing the slavery to self. And here's the deal. Every addiction is rooted in addiction to ourselves. I want you to hear that loud and clear. Every addiction that you and I face, everything that's trying to enslave us, it ultimately comes down to the fact that we're addicted and enslaved to ourselves. And so we have to admit that we're addicts. You didn't come here thinking that this morning, did you? And if you have an addiction issue, they say the first step in any addiction issue is to admit that you have a problem. A 12-step program would say this. We admit that we are powerless. We admit that we have slavery in our lives, that there's things that are holding us down. Scripture said it like this. We're all like sheep. Other scripture says in Romans 3, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. My question this morning is, can you and I be honest enough to say, listen, I have an addiction issue to myself? So we have to come to the place of acknowledging that and admitting that before we'll ever break free from that. You guys familiar with the movie The Matrix, right? Matrix, great show. I reintroduced my son to The Matrix. It's awesome, baby. Those are some of our baptism candidates getting ready. That was their cue, Matrix. They're sharp cookies. They were ready. They were ready. But The Matrix, you understand the story of the plot line of The Matrix? The human race is enslaved to a false world that's being played out in their minds. It's not a reality. It's a false reality. And until they get to the place where they realize, hey, this is not real life. This is a false life. This is just a dream world, and I'm being duped into thinking this is real life. Until they got to the point where they could acknowledge that and see that, they could never break free from that. Yeah. Guys, the same thing is true for us too. Until we get to the place where we realize that these chains are real, and our addiction to ourselves real, and we're like those sheep that like to go astray, and we're like these people that like to burn our own path, we'll never break free from it. But when we do, there's great hope. So not only do you need to admit you're powerless, the second step in any addiction is to say this. You have to come to believe that there's a power greater than ourselves that can restore us. Isn't that why we're all sitting here this morning? That we believe that there's a power greater than us that can restore us. There's a power greater, and that's Jesus Christ himself. Psalm 147 says, the Lord sets the prisoners free. I got news for you. There's one person that's got the key to these chains, and that's Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what these chains look like. They could be chains of fear, anger, resentment. Jesus Christ can break them. I was talking to a new believer, just came to Christ this week, and they had an addiction issue. Not one of those four, but had an addiction issue they're trying to work through. And they've been addicted to pain meds for such a long time. They said, I don't ever envision my life being different. And I said, you've got to understand something. You have been shackled to that addiction for so long, and you've tried to pull these things off you for so long under your own power. You've realized that there's no way out on your own. She said, that's right. I said, but you've got to understand something. Now you know the one that can break these chains. Now you know the one that can set you free. And so every time you start thinking in your mind that you can't be free, you just tell yourself, I am going to be free. By the power of God manifest in my life, I will be free. And I made her repeat that to me over and over again. And every time in our conversation, she started to doubt whether I was true. I said, but you need to tell yourself what? And she said that I can be free. I said, that's right. You can be free. Here's how it happens. I only read you half of that verse from Isaiah. It said, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord, that is God the Father, has laid on him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all of our rebellion, all of our self-will, all of our self-sufficiency, all of us, all the times we said, I want to do this and I don't think you can help me and it's all my own and I don't need you. He took all that and all the shame and all the guilt and the condemnation, everything in your past and in my past, everything in your today and my today, everything in your future and my future got laid upon the cross of Jesus Christ, and he paid that price in full. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity, the sin, the junk of us all. See, that's God's part. That's what God did for you. And you might ask, well, where is God? Why isn't he helping me with these things? He's done everything to help you with these things. He laid upon him the iniquity of us all. That's God's part. Now, our part is very simple. It's just one thing. We have to turn. We have to turn to him. We turn to him. Instead of trying to take our own road and our own path and blaze our own trail, we turn to the path that God has provided for us. In fact, freedom isn't found in yearning, but in turning. Freedom isn't found in following your own way and doing your own thing. Freedom is actually found in submission and giving your life to the God who loves you and made you and is a shepherd to you. That's where real freedom is found. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 1:9 said this, they tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. There's a turning that needs to take place, an admission that my way isn't the best way, that my way isn't going the right way, that I need to turn and change directions. Now, this idea is prolific throughout Scripture. All throughout Scripture, God talks about turning. But the Bible term that he uses is the word repent. Did you know that? The biblical term for turn is repent. He's saying, listen, it's actually a military term in the Roman army, and it was the idea of an about face. You're heading this direction, and you realize this direction is getting you nowhere, and so you do an about face, a 180, and say, I'm going to leave this path, and I'm going to follow this path. And God's saying, listen, when you're ready and you're the end of yourself and you realize you're not good enough and you can't do it on your own, then you're ready to turn, then you're ready for me. And that's where I step in. See, turning looks like this. When you say, turning looks like this, when you might say, I'm tired of trying to do it on my own, I'm going to give God a try. I can't make up for the sins that I've committed. God says, listen, I already have. I can't love people. I can't be the kind of person I want to be. But God, I think you can help me with that. God, I can't say no to myself. I can't say no to the things that enslave me. I believe you can set me free. Here's what I want you to hear this morning. When you say yes to God, he gives you the power to say no to self. And he could break you free from yourself, from your addiction to self, from my addiction to self. He can begin to remake us in his image. That's what turning looks like. Oh, I almost lost my key. There's no way I'm getting out of these things, guys. I mean, there's just no way. I need help, don't I? Don't answer that. I need serious help. I got to turn to someone else. That's a little bit humiliating, isn't it? I'm powerless over this thing. And I need someone to intervene on my behalf. And that's what God did in history 2,000 years ago. Said, listen, I knew you'd be stuck. I knew you'd be in this situation. And so I've intervened for you. I've come to set you free. And God took the form of man. He became incarnate, God in the flesh, that we could be set free. Ed, I hope you know how to work these things. And he said, would you please help me? Help?
Chris?
Here, let me try.
I don't even know where to put it.
Right there.
Oh.
Here, help me. Just like that. Please help me, man.
I'm blind, by the way.
I don't like to feel that on my skin, I'll be honest with you.
Try that.
Nope. Yes. Thank you. Guys, that's what it means to turn to God. Is I'm tired of carrying these things around. I'm tired of letting them dictate to where what I can do and what I can't do. And I'm going to turn to the one that's got the key. The one that has the key of death and Hades, Scripture says. The one that has conquered death himself. He's the one that can set you and I free from the big things, the things we think about, to the little things that are enslaving us that nobody knows. He's the one. And the habits and the hang-ups you never thought you could be free from, you can be free from. The addiction to self is broken by the power of Jesus Christ himself. Can I tell you, I've gotten the privilege of hearing the four stories of the people we're going to baptize here in a few minutes. And all four stories have this common theme. I've got to the end of myself. And I realized I needed help. They've got friends and family here, and they had influence in their life, and God was using other people, but there came to the point where they had to choose for themselves that I'm done with me being the boss. I'm done with me calling the shots, and I'm ready for God to call the shots. And they said yes to Jesus Christ. Jeremy's story, you know, he said, my wife and my family were such a great influence on me. And he said, I made a shift a few years back to try to live life better. But that was him trying to clean up his act. And so last Sunday night, he finally decided, I'm going to let God do this thing in my life. I'm going to let God have his way in my life. I'm going to let him set me free. And can I tell you, he's been free. He's been free. I just want to close with a few questions here, guys. Have you turned? Is there something you're hanging on to? Is there a habit or a hang up that you're hanging on to and saying, listen, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to suppress it. I don't need anybody's help. I certainly don't need God's help. Or have you turned? Have you come to the end of yourself? If you haven't done that, aren't you tired of the chains? Aren't you tired? They leave you weary and wounded, and you're still enslaved. But Jesus has the key. And if you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, if you say, listen, I don't know what true freedom looks like because I've never said yes to God in a way that was significant in my life. I've just tried to live my life the best way I could live it. And you've never said, listen, I'm tired of living it my way. I want to live it your way. And you acknowledge God's provision through his son, Jesus Christ. If you've never done that today, then today can be the day that you turn to him. And so if I'm going to ask you all to just bow your heads and close your eyes, and we're going to pray. And if that's the desire of your heart this morning, I want to lead you in a prayer. Nobody looking around. You simply say, God, I'm done. I'm done trying to do it my way. I'm ready to do it your way. I'm tired of the chains that are holding me down. I'm ready for the freedom that is found in Jesus Christ. And I believe he died for me. I believe he loves me. And I believe he can set me free. Without anyone looking around, if that was your prayer this morning, would you just raise your hand and show me? Praise God. Who else? Praise God. Who else? Praise God. I see you. God, we thank you for that. Lord, I know there's others that would simply say without anyone looking around, and they just need to pray this prayer with you. God, I know you, but I feel like I'm enslaved. And I've let myself come first. And I need your help, and I need to be set free. And if that's your prayer this morning, I want to pray with you. Who needs to be set free this morning? I see you. Thank you. Who else? I see you. Father, you see the hands of faith that just said, listen, I need your help. God, that's the best prayer we could ever pray. And so just right now where you were, just say, God, I need your help. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to take your path. I'm going to let you be my shepherd. Because I know what you have for me is good. God, we thank you that you did the hard part. And only our part is to turn. So we turn to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.